could have my three, I believe.
Three.
If I could have you stand up. And raise your right hand, please. And repeat after me. In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas.
In the name and by the authority of the state of Texas.
I state your name.
I, Ashley Jack.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of Parks and Recreation Commission member.
Of Parks and Recreation Commission member.
Of the city of Woodway.
Of the city of Woodway.
Of the state of Texas.
Of the state of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Okay.
All right.
If I can have you sign.
Thank you all very much.
I'll collect those from you after the meeting.
And I am glad, we are all glad you're here. Thank you for your time and your willingness to participate in this. I'm sure you're doing it for the money, just like the rest of us. Item three, discussion and consider action on the election of a chair, the vice chair, and secretary for the year 2024-2025. I will again turn this over to Ms. Redden, please.
Okay. I will entertain nominations for chair at this time.
I would like to nominate Kevin Takersley.
I second.
Okay. I third, fourth, and fifth.
Any more nominations?
Oh, thanks.
Any further nominations?
You should try to run against me.
Yeah.
The power is immense.
There being no further nominations, I will call for a vote. All in favor of Kevin Takersley?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Right.
Yay. Thank you.
Congratulations. You could have opposed. So.
I would have been outvoted.
Yeah, you're
all right. And may I have any nominations for vice chair, please?
Who is the vice chair right now?
I would nominate Nancy Goble for
another ticket.
Okay. And second.
Any further nominations? Nancy is our current vice chair, for those of you who are new. All right, there being no further nominations, we will call for a vote. All in favor of Nancy Goble?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right.
Wonderful.
And finally for secretary, Mary Cunningham is our current secretary. I will entertain nominations for secretary.
I nominate Mary.
Any further nominations? All right. There being no further nominations, I will call for a vote. All in favor of Mary Cunningham remaining secretary?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have Kevin Takersley as chair, Nancy Goble as vice chair, and Mary Cunningham as our secretary.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Public comment. Item four on our agenda, the Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes, unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. So I will open the floor for public comments. And there appears to be none. So, there we go. Thank y'all. We will close the time for public comment. Item five, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular. The agenda that was sent out said it was a special meeting held May 23rd. It was actually a regular meeting held May 23rd. And the minutes to that meeting were included in the packet mailed to you. So I will call for a motion to discuss these minutes from the regular meeting on May 23rd, 2024.
I make a motion.
Okay.
Okay, motion. We accept the minutes as presented.
Hold on. We have to have a motion to open the discussion. So we have a motion. Do we have a second to open the discussion?
Second.
Okay. Are there any discussions, any corrections to the minutes of the regular meeting on May 23rd? Okay, it appears not. Now.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I would second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Thank you. All right, item six, updates from our city council liaison. John Williams is our city council. He is mayor. He is our liaison to the city council. He is mayor pro tem, and this is his first meeting in this role. So welcome and thank you also for your service.
Thank you, Mr. Tankersley. I appreciate being here. Can you guys hear me all right? I don't know if you want me to stand up or stay here or...
Fine right there. Whatever you want, really. Okay.
First of all, I want to say thank you all for your service. As I do, you know, you do it for free, of course, and it shows that you have a commitment to wanting to see the city of Woodway, you know, flourish and blossom. And having been a parks director in a couple of cities, I didn't want to be a parks director. Not that I did not want to be a parks director, but I never thought I would ever be a parks director. But I learned very quickly how parks are very important to the vibrancy of a city, not just because people can go there and have fun and have good times with their family, but that is probably the most important thing. But there also are other tangible reasons why we should have a flourishing parks and recreation department or community, if you will. And so I appreciate you all for taking the time out of your lives and your schedules away from your families to be able to improve or enhance, if you will, the system that we have here in Woodway. So I thank you all for that to begin with. At the last city council meeting, and I know some of you are probably wondering what transpired with the agreement that some of you have been supportive of, I think most of you have been supportive of, with regard to the PAW. And so we agreed as a council to go into an agreement with Midway Independent School District to install the lights over at the PAW. And there's a dollar amount that we're going to make sure that we support them with to make that happen. But one of the things that kind of held us up a little bit was we wanted to have some type of interlocal agreement so that we can know how to proceed in the event that Midway decided, well, we don't want to do this anymore, or Woodway decided we don't want to do this anymore. And I was one of the ones that, well, we probably should have some type of agreement. Not the only one, but one of the ones that really wanted to have some type of an interlocal agreement. And we did that at the last meeting.
Formalized?
Yes. We have a formalized interlocal agreement that stipulates how the parties are going to act and how we're going to work with one another to make sure that we're doing the right thing with regard to installing the lights. If Midway decides that, oh, we're going to build a new school, what's going to transpire with those lights? We don't want them to just bulldoze them down because we may be able to take them and put them somewhere else. So in the agreement, we're going to have those kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. It allows for us to have those kinds of conversations before the agreements are terminated. They can't just, or we put a stipulation in there that if they want to quit, they need to give us 30 days notice, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it was beneficial for both parties.
Who drew it up?
David Shaw, our attorney.
I just have I can't remember because when we went over that, that was a really interesting meeting. But are we updating the lights or are we installing new lights?
We're going to install new lights.
New lights, mm-hmm. Okay.
Who was the person on Midway ISD? Was it Dr. Allen that was the signer or was there some other people involved or...
You know. I haven't seen the actual signed document yet. Okay. So we were just approving our portion of it as far as the council is concerned to grant the city manager the authority to sign the documents and do whatever needs to happen.
Cool. Was that going to start in November? Start all of that? Or was there a start?
I think it was next
spring?
No.
Yeah,
well,
we didn't stipulate per se exactly when that was going to happen.
I know it was going to fall into the next yearly budget.
Okay.
Not this one, but
that's
the next
one.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Is where what I was told.
Yeah.
But I don't know when it will actually happen.
Yes, that's going to be up to the city manager's discretion and staff to determine and working with MISD to determine how that's all going to play out and when monies are going to be expended and that kind of thing.
Thank you.
Any other, have any questions of me?
Any other questions about this or any other city council stuff? Okay, Mr. Williams, thank you again. Thank you for being here and for your willingness to serve as well.
Thank you.
Item 7, we need to reassign the subcommittee on the facility maintenance and upkeep. So if you're new to our commission, we each take on a park, a city park, and we obviously, we're not doing the work on the parks, but what we're doing is when we visit the park, we keep an eye on things, and then we let city council, we let the city staff know, and when we come back here, when we meet next, we talk about needs of the park, anything that we see that needs to be updated, fixed, whatever. So it's just kind of as you visit the park, just let city staff and us know what is going on and the needs of the park. And so folks volunteer for a park where they spend their time. We have Pogue, Whitehall, Activity, Lakeside, and the Family Center. Would anybody?
I'll take Pogue.
Pogue, thank you.
We can do it together.
We can do it together.
Okay.
Well, what is Activity? The activities.
Activity is if you go down.
It's like Woodway Park, like the first.
It's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Whitehall.
I'll take Whitehall.
Thank you.
What is your name? I'm sorry.
Dave Whitby.
I'll do
Dave
the Whitby. Family Center.
Whitby.
Okay, who was that?
Kristen.
Okay.
You can do Lakeside.
Okay.
Also
I'll just take whatever's left. I live right by Pogue, so I can help you with that as well. My kids play there a lot, but not currently because it's 110 degrees.
So. Just so hot.
We're always cross-pollinate with information. Too.
Okay, perfect. But what am I officially assigned to?
Ma'am?
What are you officially assigning me to?
Pogue. So y'all will tag team Pogue.
Oh, okay. Is there, if there's anything left, I can...
Okay, I've got, I can take Activity because that's where I walk.
Okay.
When I walk down that one. So, all right, so Pogue, we have Nancy, Mary, and Ashley, Whitehall, David, Activity, Kevin, Lakeside, Chris, and the Family Center, Kristen. All right, thank y'all very much. So that would be item 7. Item 8, upcoming, or update on upcoming events, city staff. Are Mr. Williams, what do we have on upcoming events?
So you have on your little handouts there today, Jimmy Family Center has provided you his calendars of the upcoming things going on at the Family Center. Obviously, just as a reminder to anyone who doesn't already know, they have a wonderful Facebook page set up for just the senior programming, and then they have their other Facebook page, so we're really trying to point everybody in those directions. They give a lot of great updates there. Here's your what has become a very popular upcoming events mm-hmm. calendar. It has all of the meetings that are happening between now and your next meeting, which is in October. Some of the other events that are going on in the city. You'll notice we have a throwback concert, an 80s concert, coming up on Thursday, September 5th. The Arboretum staff's very excited about that, and they're trying to get people out to that. The Woodway Wine Fest will be on September 14th. Those tickets are on sale, so go ahead and get to looking at that. And then, of course, we have several other major events coming up, Public Safety's National Night Out. The Public Safety Association barbecue is coming up on October 12th. Want to support them. They do wonderful things for us, so we want to support them as best we can. Another item of note so that you see it is the large item pickup days are coming on October 24th and 25th. Those, you will have one or the other based on whatever your trash day is, will be your large item pickup day. That's always a big deal. And then this year, we're going to do the Cops and Kids Halloween drive-through down at the park like we normally do. But we're trying to start branching a little bit and making this a little bit bigger event. So we're also incorporating the All Hallows Groove concert they had last year. We're doing it on the same night over there at the Arboretum at a slightly staggered time. so that we can catch the adult Halloween lovers as well as the kid Halloween lovers. And like I said, you see that your next meeting for this board will be on October the 24th, unless something arises between now and then that requires a special meeting. So.
Can you just give me a little information about the wine, the wine food fest? I've seen a couple of things about that, and it says something about touring. I've seen that advertised in some other cities. So I'm not sure, I don't know, not Woodway, but the wine touring and all that, is that connected
to that? Tour, it's not a tour. It's the theme of it this year is the Tour de France kind of
thing.
Because the wines that they're getting are all going to be probably French wines.
Oh, okay.
So those tickets are on sale. You'd go to the Discover Woodway website or contact the Arboretum. They'll take care of all of that for you, getting your tickets. And like I said, they may go pretty quickly. They're hoping they go pretty quickly. But it's going to be over there at the Arboretum the same as they've done every year. And they're getting that going. But it's a Tour de France theme.
Tour de France. Okay. I guess I missed that.
And in honor of the Olympics, obviously.
I'm sorry?
and it goes along with the Olympics
okay.
that were in Paris
okay,
this year, too.
So is the 80s night like a cover band?
It is.
That will be there?
The band is called Members Only.
Of course it is.
Yes. Yes.
You gotta wear your Members Only shirt, jacket.
All the Gen Xers will be there.
We've had them at another event before. They're very popular. They're very good.
That's
and
so
of
fun.
Course it's 80s, so you know, who does not love to come out and enjoy the 80s music? So that's kind of their throwback back to school launch out of the summer and into the fall.
Other questions for staff or our city council liaison? Thank you for that update. That would be item 8 on the agenda. Oh, it looks like we're to item 9 on the agenda, which is the adjournment. So I would be happy to entertain a motion for adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion and a second.
I'm
sorry. Yes, sir.
I'm not exactly sure because this is my first time here. What our role is? I mean, I walk in and sit down and take an oath, and I don't even know what our role is. So, I mean, if we're just approving things, are we discussing things?
We recommend things to the city council that come up. People that want to do things in our parks, or if our parks need something that we notice, we talk about it, and then we refer it to the city council for consideration or for whatever.
Some meetings have a lot more content than this. Like in the past, we've done new park equipment at some of them. We put in the dog park over at Whitehall a couple years back. Equipment, major maintenance, things like that.
And I get what you're feeling, because I felt that way for like the first year that I served on this committee. And so because this is an official city, you know, committee, there has to be a public notice of the agenda. So we can't add or bring up things unless it's on the agenda. But any of us can always, in advance of a meeting, put something or request to put something on the agenda.
One of the things, how do we make that happen?
So what first things first is the subcommittees we talked about earlier. A lot of times we will come up with things during that portion that maybe need to be addressed in a future meeting, and we can make note of them at that meeting and plan to address them at the next meeting, or if needed, we can call a special meeting for those things so that we can put it on the agenda. That's a good time for that. The other good thing, if you let Kevin know, I always will send out an email before the meeting. I will get with our liaison from now on, and then our chairperson, and then all of city staff that's involved.
Okay.
We will, before I submit the agenda, I will ask for anything that needs to be on the agenda. So if there's an item that you're interested in putting on the agenda, get with Kevin or email me, and I can get with Kevin and just say, hey, as the chair, are you good with this being on the agenda? And we will get it going, and we will get it posted, and the public notices and things that need to go.
Perfect. So I apologize. I just
No apologies needed.
That's a fair question. Yeah.
No, I'm glad you asked this. I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like, if there is a guest, like the Woodway lighting at the mm-hmm. PAW, part of that whole process of getting it to where it was approved started by some members of the Woodway PTA coming and making presentation to us during that public comment time. We aren't allowed to discuss or ask questions during that, but then often if there's a public comment that piques our interest, like, oh, that was a good idea, or that was a terrible idea, you know, mm-hmm. then we can get it added to our next agenda.
Absolutely. So vis-a-vis the what you were just talking about.
Yes, yeah.
You can mention to me, you know, after the meeting or whatever the case, hey, I would like to look more into that. Can we put that up for discussion on the next agenda? Mm-hmm. And we can just add it to my notes and we'll put it on the next agenda.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, and also if there's an outside entity that wants to use our park for something, they will make a proposal to us and mm-hmm. we'll take a look at it and see if it's something that we feel like would enhance Woodway citizens or citizens at large. And then we would vote to either. I'm sorry.
Right. The opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. And we would make a recommendation if we're all in favor of it or if we like that idea, mm-hmm. make a recommendation that it go to the city council.
Exactly. My question was, sorry.
We turned down a Christmas proposal mm-hmm. last year. It wasn't a good proposal.
It was too expensive.
It's not a rubber stamp. Yeah. People come here and we do discuss it thoughtfully. And so we pass lots of things. We don't pass.
Well, to be fair, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. To be fair, I'm not really interested in serving on something that is where we just rubber stamp stuff.
Right.
I got things to do just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to take my time to serve, like you guys are taking your time to serve, I want it to mean something.
Yeah,
and it sounds like it does, and so I'm really good to go, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to explain this to me.
I wasn't going to ask, I was going to wait. And this is probably the first meeting in well over a year that it really was like a boom, 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 boom agenda.
We didn't have any speakers.
Right. Well, but I feel like there's also been, whether we've had guest speakers or it's just been there's stuff in the works that we've had updates on, you know, this or that. And so not all of the meeting agendas will be like this, where it just feels like approved.
It will definitely be worth your while. This just happened to be a short agenda.
There's no doubt in my mind. After listening to you ask questions.
Yeah,
I'm good. Now, can we just visit about stuff that's not on the agenda? Or
so
in the parking lot.
It depends kind of on what it is you're wanting to visit about. Technically, if it's not on the agenda, then we cannot discuss it. That being said, that is kind of why we build in the subcommittee report. So mm-hmm. if there's something about a park that you're maybe wanting to bring up and say, hey, I'd like to would the rest of you be interested in considering this about Pope Park, for instance? The time to do that would be during that subcommittee report, and we may need to say we don't get too deep into the discussion part of it, but we can certainly talk enough about it that we know whether or not we need to put mm-hmm. it on a future agenda.
Okay, I'll start this sentence and comment with hypothetically, if we wanted to talk about, or I wanted to talk about, any of us want to talk about, the building that the city council's been talking back and forth and back and forth about, do we tear it down, do we use it as a senior center, mm-hmm. What do we do with the old building? Is that something, hypothetically, that we could talk about?
We have
put it on the agenda. Yeah.
In the past, we did a vote. We had the options laid out. That was mm-hmm. the Woodbury Family Center both the creation of the new one and the old one were.
So at some
big
point,
part of what we did the last few years.
The answer, yes, if that can be.
If we are wanting to have a discussion about that, we can add it to the agenda. Yes.
So we can revisit it, even though that we've.
Yes, and I will tell you that the primary role of this board. You are an advisory board between, you are the advisory board between the citizen representation and city council for all things parks and recreation. That means all of the parks, the family center buildings, both of them, and the arboretum. So when, and the reason why this board was kind of slow for a long time is that a lot of things didn't always go through this board. And then, I guess, probably a year or so ago, we revamped everything and made sure that in your role as an advisory board, everything having to do with those things according to this board's formation were coming through here so that you could make a recommendation to city council. So when the studies for that board or that building and all that, when they go to make a decision, that's going to come to this board first for a recommendation to city council as part of that process.
Okay, so when John brings that to us and reports out, you say what the city council says about that, right? Where you're at to that point.
Yes, it depends on what it is that you're asking me about, but technically,
Let's say hypothetically that building.
Yes.
You would say, okay, well, the stuff's come out, all the whatever. And then we'll be able to talk to you about that at that time?
We can put it on an agenda and we can discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can put it as a discussion item.
The thing you gotta be most careful about is, under Texas law, these are open meetings. And so we have to be cognizant of that fact. And whenever you have a certain number, a quorum of people who are talking about something, even if it's in your home, it constitutes a quorum. It constitutes an open meeting. And so you got to be careful about that. I mean, even us as council members, we have to be careful about that. There are things such as what they call a walking quorum. I can email council member Russell and he emails someone else and they email them. If we're all talking about the same thing, if we get four or five people or a quorum, that's tantamount to having a public meeting. And so you got to be extremely careful about that. And the Open Meetings Act apply to any of these commissions or anything like that. So just be careful, how many people you have together and you're talking
about. I was joking about the in the parking lot part. Yeah. As soon as we adjourn, we all get in our cars. Yes. Yes.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Your quorum number is five, so probably four of us.
As long as four of us are standing there.
So,
I appreciate you guys.
Good question. If there's something that needs to come up as a discussion item, we can get it on the agenda as a discussion item. It never hurts to have it. We may not have a consider action on it, but we can definitely put it as a discussion. Sure. And then action may come later down the road. But that's always
fine. Sure. It's easy to say, okay, I'm thinking this. Can we get this on the agenda? With your tenure on here, you'll be able to say, it's probably a good idea, or maybe not so good idea. This is why.
If it's important enough to you to get on the agenda, we can get it on the agenda.
Okay.
I don't think anything has come across where Ms. Redden said, no, we're not going to put that on the agenda.
If it's important to you, it's probably important to somebody else on the board or somebody out there that we represent
the citizens of Woodway. If it's important to you, it's important to other folks.
Gotcha.
So absolutely, we can get it on the agenda.
So if we send an email to somebody about an agenda, what email do we use? We use a personal email or do we use a...
I can give every one of you my email, or you already should have it because I email you reminders. Send it to me.
Okay.
Make sure you're not... If you're replying to something I sent to the group, just make sure you're not replying all because, again, we don't want the walking quorum. But other than that, you're welcome to send me anything. And let me also say this, because this came up this week. Please keep in mind that we have staff on call 24/7. So if you see things like water leaks or sewer issues or there's some kind of an emergency situation at a park or any of that,
call it in.
The community services phone should roll up the hill to public safety, but the public safety non-emergency number, there are staff on call 24 hours a day. You are welcome to call city staff. When you see something, say something. If it's just a concern that you think can wait and you want to email, Rodney is incredibly responsive with his parks and getting stuff taken care of. Get a hold of one of us. We will we will do what we can to get it taken care of. If we can't do it immediately, we will let you know what the process is going to be. Okay. So reach out.
Okay. Wow. Ashley, I interrupted you a minute ago.
You're okay. I think she answered my question because I just wanted to confirm, yeah, what all we cover, but it's two family centers, Carling Bright, all the parks.
Parks and recreation related activities and events. Yeah.
So and we probably can't talk about it now, but I would like, I don't even know what the latest is on the Woodway Family Center, but I would like to know what the latest is. But
we can.
But we can.
That's our man right over there.
We can.
No, sorry. Yeah, the old one. The old one.
We can put it. We can put it as an update item probably for the next agenda. I think the reason it hasn't been in a while is because there's really not
anything.
Not a thorough update at this point. But we can put it as an update item.
We're getting close.
Then.
To making a decision?
Like, no, we're getting close to having an update.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There should be an update at your next October meeting that's much more substantial, I'll put it that way.
Okay. So I'll let you, because I'm with you.
Yeah, I would love to too. And if we have recommendations, even on, like, I'm not on the Pogue, I guess, but like I do spend time down at Waterside.
Activity Park.
Lakeside. Water park. Like if I'm like, oh, what? I have an idea. Do I just email and say, can we talk about maybe this idea?
Yeah, at our next meeting when we're talking about the parks. Even if Lakeside isn't yours, while we're talking about Lakeside, just absolutely chime in.
So we'll go through that list at every meeting, and it'll be like, okay, Lakeside. Well, you'll go first because that's your park. But then anybody else is like, oh, when I was there, I saw this.
We're not territorial.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Real quick. So it's Whitehall, Pogue, Lakeside,
Activity, Woodway Family Center.
The other one. Oh, yes, I have this at home.
Okay.
Bring it, obviously. Okay, very good.
Cool. Chris, do you have Lakeside?
Yes, sir.
Can we email out the parks assignments?
Yes.
Without it being a walk-in form?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to get
blind copy. Blind copy.
Are we going to add Paul?
No, because that's...
It's not a city park.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right, we have had a motion to adjourn. I need a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Adjourn this meeting at 6:03 p.m. Thank y'all all very much.
Thank you.
And
so the next one is
my 50th birthday. So I might
not be here. Two parts. One, what they think they should be.
Can you throw me that pen, please?
Thanks. Facilities, whatever. In a general sense.
Future of the facilities.
Future, you know.
You're
secretary, is that correct?
Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What do we all do? Oh,
we're signing minutes from last time.
That's all. Secretarial job.
Yeah, we learned it.
Yeah, and the meeting.